because it kind of delayed some of us getting here today or tonight. I'm sure, since people didn't plan for all the traffic, let alone build a proper European-style rail system, you get a lot of gridlocks, a lot of traffic jams, and then you get to the end of the traffic jam, and it's one car with its hood open. And everybody's like, oh, maybe there's a bad accident. Whoa, what's... Oh, I should look. Oh, but I must. Let's go stare at bloody dead people.
Take the way.
a lot of those climate change deniers. And let's face it, we really ought to be calling this climate collapse. A lot of them, especially the paid pseudoscientists, they know it's going down. But there's a profit motive, and they want to take all the money now because they can't take it with them in their next life. And hey, we wrecked the earth, Jesus will come back. So believes Rick Perry, so believes other people in that cabinet, Dan Stoop. And then everything will be wonderful again. So in the meantime, well, your friend and mine, Rex Tillerson, when he was at Exxon, he actually...
Not my friend, actually.
Either, but he actually came right out and admitted that yes, global warming exists, but then his attitude was, mankind will adapt. We'll just adapt, and everything you need, what? Drill, baby, drill, baby, drill, cause let's party like there's no tomorrow. It's the last big gulp.
Thank you.
You will. Even before the great Trumpkin stole the election, and yes, it was rigged, he knew it was rigged. If you like Putin, you will love the interstate cross-check program. That's what took more people's votes away than anything else. The guy who exposed this is a journalist named Greg Palast, P-A-L-A-S-T. Go to his website, get on his Twitter, check out both the book Best Democracy Money Can Buy and a more recent film documentary that concentrates on cross-check. As long as cross-check is in place, we ain't gonna get rid of any of these people. We're just gonna get more of them. And it's so blatant, I have to wonder, since cross-check may have kicked anywhere from 1.5 million to 7 million people off the rolls, and a lot of them don't even know it because they voted absentee, where's Bernie Sanders now? Where's Elizabeth Warren now?
Thank you.
from body back to shore.